was her favorite song. She sang along every time it came on.
Kix 95.3, the Harbor's New Country. Damn straight from Scotty McCreary. It is 8:11. Good morning. Rick Moyer in for the loose man who's out for the week, so I get to get up at the crack of dawn and figure out how to survive this early. But here I am, and I have guests in the studio today. I'm so excited. Who do I have with me this morning?
Hey, Rick, this is Joseph Shea. I'm here representing the Hookwee Melks, and actually I'm representing all three lodges in the Grace Harbor area. Today we've got a kind of a cool event coming up in August that
I wanted
to talk about.
Tell me about it. What do you got?
So we've got a golf tournament coming up at Highlands Golf Course. And so as an elk, every Elks Lodge in the state raises money for one program that each state in the country has their own program. For us, it is the Tall Elks. And what the Tall Elks does is they, for free, bring occupational and physical therapists into the homes of children to help them work through physical and developmental needs, autism, fine and gross motor delay, you name it. And they help these kids to work to overcome and to live with these needs to function, or to help function and thrive.
That's a very worthy cause.
And this program is totally funded through our fundraising efforts. Outside of that, they do everything for these kids for free.
Wow.
And what's cool for me is, and this program is the whole reason I got into the Elks, and it's kind of my thing for that I do every year for the Elks, because I was one of those kids.
Oh, wow.
I was one of the kids. Well, I was born a month early in 86 and very sick. My mother was told in the hospital that I would never walk.
Wow.
That there was a very strong likelihood that I would have trouble buttoning buttons, tying shoes, and even just walking.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't have it. So she got a hold of some folks, and they happened to be involved with the Elks and the Tall Elks therapy program, and they brought the therapists in. I work with therapists. They were working in school districts then at the time. And so I worked with therapists in home and at school for years. And now I'm buttoning buttons and
tying shoes. And now you're championing the cause. That's fantastic.
And exactly. And so what we're doing is on August 20th, we've got flyers up at Highlands. There's a flyer on the Elks Facebook page. I just this morning pinned this event to the top of the page. If you go to the event and you click on tickets, it'll bring up a PDF.
And you can see all the information.
And it's got all the information.
Okay, so tell me, this is a golf tournament.
Yes. So just shotgun start, best ball, real simple, straightforward. Our cap, we've got limited space. It doesn't sound limited when I tell you the number, but we're maxing out at 120 at 120 people, so 30 teams of four.
Right.
And we, up at Highlands, it's $75 a person. Carts are at the golf course, a reserve with them. It's $15 a person for the carts. Ronnie Espedal, I got to give him a shout out because he's been super cool.
He is super cool.
I started golfing last summer, never had really done it before.
Oh, you're in trouble now.
Oh, yeah. It's like, what's the old 80s joke in Soviet Russia? We don't golf, or you don't play golf, golf plays you kind of thing. So
I'm so bad at golf that my arms just kill me when I'm done because I'm like a airplane propeller. I just keep doing it over and over and over, never get anywhere. But whatever.
So we're going to start, we have registration at 8. We're going to shotgun start at 9. If we get all 120, I'm thinking we'll be done sometime mid-afternoon. And right now what we're doing is we really like people to come out and sign up and support this. We've got special goodie bags that we're going to make up for every golfer. We're going to have some custom-made tees in it. We had some custom-made golf balls done with our Tall Elks logo on them.
Excellent.
And then we'll have an informational flyer about the kids you're going to be helping. So you'll get an idea
of who you're actually going to be helping with.
And,
it, yeah.
You know, you put a face to the cause.
We're going to go into another song, but then we're going to come back. Mm-hmm. I want you to talk about the dinner that's going on, and then I understand that you have some entertainment. We'll talk about that as well.
In fact,
we have a special guest to talk about the entertainment in the studios with us right now, but we'll be right back. Thank you. All right, we'll have more coming up. Kix 95.3, the Harbor's New Country. U-Proof, Morgan Wallen on the Harbor's New Country Kicks 95.3. It is 8:23 in the studio with me. A couple of awesome guys talking about a neat event that's coming up. And are you there?
Hey.
Hey, you are there. Oh, okay, good. Maybe the light went out or something. I don't know. That was pretty funny, actually.
Anyway, awesome.
Who am I talking to here?
So this is Joseph Shea. Again, I'm representing the Hoquiam Elks Lodge, but I'm representing Hoquiam as part of a three-lodge group. So this is what's one of the really cool things with this event is I was made, as a former Tall Elk kid, I was actually made trustee for the Grays Harbor region.
Oh, cool.
And so I work with the state organization coordinating events like this, but for Grays Harbor. And when they appointed me at that, I said, look, we got three lodges. We're going to make more money together than we are apart. I said, I'll throw the olive branch out and see what happens.
See what happens.
And the three, and I've got members from all three lodges on my committee, and I'm so grateful for them. We came together and are putting this thing together. So we got to talk about the back half of the event because it's going to be an all-day thing. I'm going to be a busy guy because I'm going to
be part
and parcel of all of it.
So it's on the 20th.
On the 20th.
It's the Tall Elks Golf Tournament.
Yes.
At Highlands.
Highlands. So actually, we're going to be at two different locations. We've got Highlands for the golf tournament.
Right.
Following the tournament, we're going to drive right down the road to the Aberdeen Elks Lodge, which is the old Nordic Inn.
I remember the Nordic Inn.
I had breakfast there a ton when I was a kid. And so what we're going to do is at 6 o'clock that night, if you're not a golfer, this is the part that's for you. At 6 o'clock that night, we're going to have a spaghetti feed. I'm making the sauce. I'm cooking a lot of the food.
Oh, my gosh.
My grandfather was a cook in the Army, and he was full-blooded Italian, and it's his spaghetti sauce recipe that he made for his guys during the war. And actually, he cooked at the Aberdeen Legion for years.
Wow.
The sauce.
So it's going to be awesome.
Right. Yes. It's a good sauce.
That's right. There you go. So not only do you have a dinner going on.
We got a dinner presentation by the Tall Elks, like from therapists that are coming in to talk
about
the program.
Yeah, that's what I can say.
Then the piece de resistance of the evening. we've got a heck of a rock band coming in.
Oh my gosh.
And it's actually, we're one of your guys' first shows this since COVID. Yeah.
You'll be technically our second, but yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
By the way, this is Don Stone, everybody.
Hi.
You are the lead guitarist in Six Pack Pretty, correct?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I feel like we should specify that it's August 20th.
August 20th.
It's not July 20th. It's August
20th. Did I say July? Okay, sorry.
We just said the 20th.
The 20th. Oh, okay.
And then I had to think about it for a second.
It is August.
I'm just throwing that in there. But yeah, hi, I'm Don. I'm with the band. Yes.
Okay, and you guys are going to be playing like the back half of this tournament. What are you planning for this time? What kind of music are you going to be playing?
Well, you know, we are primarily a classic rock band. We do pretty much all music from the 70s and 80s.
Nice.
A rock and pop. We try to have fun. Try to play stuff that's maybe not just the typical stuff you hear all the time, but some of that's in there too.
Right.
Just a lot of fun. Fun music. We just like to have a good time and hopefully help everybody kind of forget their troubles a little bit and be a good part of the event. We want to add to the event for them.
So. What I love about Six Pack Pretty is when you guys, it's so fun. You know you guys are having fun because there's huge smiles on your faces as you're playing and everybody loves it because it's like, I know this song. I know that song. And it's great. And you guys do a great job too.
Well, thank you. Yeah. That's what we're shooting for.
Very, very cool. You're all over the place, Don. I mean, gosh, I see you in the orchestra pits at places. You're in other bands. Too.
Yep, I keep very busy.
Yes you do. Yes, but I Six do. Pack Pretty, you don't get to see them very often. This is going to be really awesome. And Joe, how'd you get these guys?
And so honestly, the funny thing is Don and I actually met. Originally, he worked on a guitar that I was learning to play, and then we got to know each other because I was played about six different characters in The Wedding Singer at Driftwood. And so he and I were talking, and then when I got this together, I went, you know, we should really book a band. So one of the things I really want to make clear too is so everyone, people think of the Elks, they think, oh, private club, we need to be members.
Right.
When we do a Tall Elks event or when I do a Tall Elks event, it is open to the public.
So everybody can come.
So if you don't want to come and have dinner, if you don't want to golf, come to the show. The show is free and open to the public. We are running
this as
a membership drive because for us, for me and my committee and those of us that really love the Elks and love the Tall Elks program, for us, we want people to come in and see that, you know, we're not just a bar. We're not just the Wild Order of the Buffaloes. We're a bowling club and drinking club. No, we do positive things for the community.
Right. And you do.
Good things for the community. So I have this open to the public because we want you all to come and have a good time and participate and help us raise some money for a fantastic cause. And I'm so excited to have Don and the guys from Six Pack. So it's honestly, when I booked them, it was kind of I'm going to be honest, it was a selfish endeavor because for years, whenever you guys had a gig, I'd wanted to see you forever because Mike Perionian was my English teacher in junior high. He's a good friend and a mentor, and I'd wanted to see him play, wanted to see you guys play. Every time you had a gig, I was out of town or busy or something.
And so now...
I went, well, they put me in charge of booking a band.
So I'm going to get the band I want to hear. There you go.
Plus, I mean, the music you guys play is phenomenal. I've listened to the stuff you guys have on your Facebook page. It's great. And I cannot wait to see you guys do it live.
That's going to be awesome.
Well, thank you. No pressure then. I think we should mention I should mention the guys in the band since they're all local guys and we've all known each other forever. Mike Perionian, as Joe was talking about, since he mentioned him already, I know he's an old friend of yours, Rick.
We went
to the school together, and Mike's been a English teacher at Hokum High School for years and years. He plays keyboards and guitar and does some background vocals and some singing. We've got Duke Harner on the drums. Duke's been in bands going way back to the 80s. Remember Black Ice, Plus Tax, those kind of bands. We all remember, I hope. Mark Skinner on lead vocals.
He does a great job.
Yep, great singer. Hokum boy.
Yeah.
And we have Jeff Perrin on the bass guitar.
What could you say about Jeff? He's amazing.
And one of the nicest people you ever want to meet.
He is.
They're good guys. We're all old friends. We have so much fun. We're very happy to be a part of this because, I have a lot of friends who are Elks, too, and I really do respect the organization and what they're trying to do with this. So
it's great.
We're really hoping for a good crowd, and it should be a lot of fun. Should be a good time.
That's fantastic. All right, Joe, tell us, how do they get more information on this if they want to?
So if you want to get more information, call either the Aberdeen or the Hokum Lodges. And then also, I want to make this this is important. If you guys get the application online, if you're putting in a check for a team or whatever, checks are to be made out to the Aberdeen Lodge. So what we're doing is we're collecting all the money in one spot since we're three lodges. So checks, Aberdeen Elks, number 593. And in your note section of your checks, note, attorney entry, et cetera. And then also, if there's any businesses out there listening and you'd like to take part in this and maybe be a whole sponsor.
Right.
You can go on our Facebook page, message the Hokum Elks, message the Aberdeen Elks, let them know you'd like to be a sponsor. We can get you information and get you signed up for that. We're doing sponsors for holes at $100 a hole, and same deal. Checks to Aberdeen Elks 593, and just note either, player, hole sponsor, etc. And man, I'm so excited for this.
Well, this is gonna be great. I think what you're doing is a great and worthy cause, and it's helping a lot of people, and it's awesome. Saturday, August 20th, Highland Golf Course, $75 per person. You can get all the information on Facebook. Just look up the Tall Elks Golf Tournament.
Or Hokum Elks 1082. And I think the three lodges have put it on their Facebook pages respectively. So
awesome. Well, thank you guys for coming in today. You. This is going to be great. Looking forward to it.
You've seen their work. You can trust their reputation. Hundreds of clients from all over the harbor trust Moyer Multimedia to capture everything from senior portraits to weddings and family pictures. Visit graceharborphoto.com for prices and contact information. Rick and Amy Moyer from Moyer Multimedia. Text or call 366-